Hello, one and all. Friends and enemies, it's another Johnny the Lawman America super special. Hey, hey, hey. Bush said this guy, he tried to talk to Hitler prior to him invading Poland, couldn't do it. And if he could have, he would have been able to stop the whole Holocaust. He didn't talk to the guy. He couldn't reach Hitler to speak. So as a consequence, we had the gas chambers, 20 million people nuked in Japan after we knew they were already going to surrender. Their military had been completely decimated. If you refer to encyclopedias in about 1938, you know, the population is like tens of millions. But no, it's 20,000 people only died there. 20 million Russians died, but who cares? The Jews, starving Jews in garbage dumps, we got to worry about. They have this commercial all across America right now. Peretz asked the Jewish government, why are you starving Jews in a garbage dump? We get more foreign aid than any other nation on earth. People actually get paid $200,000 to steal an innocent Christian's home in this country. These Zionist enemy savages won't extend the 50 cents to these garbage dump dwellers. But why is the government officially taking a position to starve Jews in a garbage dump? And we're advertising it across North America presently. Why are we doing this? Haaretz reported that the government's response was, we purposefully make them suffer to attract more charitable aid that we can use elsewhere. And you find uncertainty in your mind, and you go, yeah, it's just Johnny the Lawman speaking again on these indivisible properties of our reality that cause indiscriminate suffering and carnage against God ourselves. But listen to me speak. Bush said at the Knesset, he said this guy didn't get to talk to Hitler. He could have told Hitler, look, it's all a big scam. It's run by Bush's grandfather, your banker. He's the bankrolling the Nazi atrocities. You know, the bankers for the regime don't invade Poland because it's all a scam. See, they ran this thing in the Great Depression where they wouldn't give out any loans and took out all the outstanding debt accrued through interest payments. So there was no money on the streets for anybody to work. So everybody's practically starving to death. They took all that cash and put it in your pocket. Sure, you're wealthy now, but they're going to kill you in the end, and they're going to decimate Germany. They're going to annihilate the whole place. Let's go after Bush's grandfather. Let's go after G.D. Searle, who want to run gas chambers against Jewish citizenry and everybody else besides. Let's not forget all the other victims of World War II, okay? So Bush says this guy wasn't able to say those things to Hitler, and as a consequence, you know, we're not listening to the words he's speaking. After this took place, Bush was interviewed. He says, look, just take me at my word. You people aren't listening to what I'm saying. McCain said, look, I don't care what you say. I'm just taking Bush at his word. Listen to what he's saying. Obama can't be allowed, or no American can be allowed to negotiate anything at all over individuals comprising more than 60 million, some say more than like 80 million individuals, because they've been demonized as the innocent. There's no evidence against them, and when they do state the allegations that they have, we know that they're complete fabrications. And you say being a god is not something we should recognize, because Johnny is just he's a great man in every respect. He knows economics, he knows law, he knows the American Constitution. What can't he do? He's a phenomenon. But we don't want to hear him speak, because when we do, he fights for justice in our world, and those who have truly no talent and no skill, particularly actual war criminals, go to prison for the rest of their lives or are publicly executed. For crimes like 9/11, General Ahmad funded the terrorist crimes of 9/11, where thousands of Americans were murdered for financial profit. And he's gone unarrested. He's Bush's business partner, according to the FBI. If you can't trust the FBI, who can you trust here? We're swimming in uncertainty. Okay, when a man like me tries to speak to you, you go, yeah, but why do I have to support you? Why do I want to see you succeed? I'd rather see you lose. I don't care that my child gets mercury in the vaccine, cause irreparable brain damage. I'd rather see my own child, my own blood offspring, die before allowing a man like you, Johnny, to speak freely for public challenge. I want to be on coast to coast. I want to accept open line calls for those who disagree. With the position starting on arresting those responsible for 9/11, just people like us. They're trying to eke out a living. They're trying to do the best for themselves. Schwarzenegger. I love Schwarzenegger and his movies, okay? He's got faults. He's got tremendous faults. I don't care that he's wearing a satanic belt buckle. Okay, that's fine. You can worship God or Satan or whatever the hell you want to do with your free time, as long as you're not infringing on the rights of another to do likewise, their own way. Now, if you want help in respect to what God's interest is, if you believe that atheists can rule, all the power to the atheists. Atheists can be all they can be, okay? But if you're interested in religion, all you got to do is just read the Holy Bible a little bit, you know. They talk about these people in Israel. The children of Israel are the Christians and the Jews and the atheists and the Buddhists and the Rastafarians and all people under the sun. And in the Bible it says these guys come around and they say they're Jews and they steal your authority. They steal your rights to be free in this universe. They steal your homes. It's a criminal theft. And they say if you disagree with that, you're anti-Semitic. No, you're not. If you disagree with that, you're defending the innocent. That's God's interest. If God is of all people, atheists included, and they don't want to believe it, that's fine. But if there's an order to chaos, which is life ourselves, and it has intelligence through design, it's God's intent to treat ourselves equitably, as is the teaching of Muhammad. Muhammad says if you don't respect the words of Genesis through Deuteronomy, you're not going to paradise because you don't understand God's nature to ourselves. Hillel, the founder of the Jewish religion, says, look, everything's common. All you got to know is don't do to others what you wouldn't want to be done to yourself. Everything else is commentary. Just that one idea, that's all you need. Right? So a Zionist targets the Jewish communities in Lebanon, and now you're lost in uncertainty. You can see the maps of where they targeted. You can find out where the Jews live. You can find out, yeah, we targeted Jews. We killed Jews. That's what we do. The Nazi state of Israel. So what? And you're lost in uncertainty. You go, it can't be that way, but it's true. But it can't. But it's true. It's can't. And you go fuddling through your life while all these more innocent victims fall down dead from murder rampages. Okay, they actually, look, it's freely admitted, it's fully documented, the Nazi state of Israel supported the South African apartheid to oppress black people, the lost tribes of Israel live in Ethiopia, they're black-skinned individuals, they're the most ancient Jewish community on the face of this planet right now live in Ethiopia, right? They're doing all the rituals of the Jewish faith, but they're all black guys. You can't see that. CNN will never show you that. CNN will never show you who these Jewish settlers are. They're not Jewish people. They scream about, we killed Jesus, we'll kill you too. We killed Jesus, we'll kill you too. What the fuck is that? You saying that's what a Jew does? The king of Jews? They want to kill the king of Jews? Or they say they killed the king of Jews? You know, a lot of these religious things, you people, you know, don't get it. You're not putting enough effort into this. But like I say, this Knesset situation. Bush is saying he's demonized these people, so you can't speak nicely of them. And Muhammad says, look, no matter what Muhammad says, treat him half decently. Even if he's had a bad day, still treat him half decently. Always work towards equitable treatment of another, and it'll come back to your community, to your nation, to our world, and bring about a better situation. But all we have right now in American society is contempt for the intelligent. Folks, I know what I'm talking about. Nobody disagrees with my position on fluoride in our drinking water. So we end it. If you support my call to have me speak on Coast to Coast, not only will we demand the arrest of those who perpetrated 9/11, and I got the whole thing down now. We're going to have assistance, you know, or through open line communications. You know, I'm going to ask, hopefully, you know, Alex Jones, please go off. You got any ideas? Contribute. You know, all these other guys in the 9/11 truth movement, please phone up. Let's work this through. You know, we can arrest these guys, but we're also going to go to demand the immediate halt of putting fluoride in our drinking water, lest anybody can call up and tell us why we're doing this. Because all the science says is causes fluorosis. It's the weakening of our bones, our joints, and a little bit of fluorosis over 50, 60 years causes you to fracture, you know, and eventually you do die. You know, so, and where did this come from? Hitler instituted this. It was his understanding that it affects the brain chemistry and has the beneficial attribute of not giving you an opportunity to form rational conclusions. You hear me speak, and either you hear me, or you're just, who cares? Shut up. I want to pretend. I can't be a real man or a real woman in this world. I have to pretend. Because if I accept that you're a wise man, that means I have a tremendous amount to learn, and I've done nothing with myself. I mean, you look at a guy like Larry King. He's on there every day. He's done nothing to defend America. He'd watch you die, and he'd still be entertaining you. So he doesn't want me on the show because I'd say, well, look, You've been on here for how many years? Well, you can't serve our interests at all to say that Iraq's a war crime as indicated by the UN's official declaration because Saddam wasn't in violation of 1441. These soldiers are dying needlessly. They're only lowering their ability to freely move about by starting the conflict with 38,000 indiscriminate targetings of innocent victims. Hundreds of thousands of people were murdered in the initiation of this that only brings hardship to everybody. The American soldier, the Iraqi citizenry. You know, and what? There is no argument. I want to face these demons. Right? And you say, I'm not going to let you do that, Johnny, because I know you're going to win. I know that truth will prevail. I know that God is just and wise and awesome. And I can't have that because I've done nothing for my life. I'd rather poison my child. You know, how many children in America take antipsychotic drugs? I know the science of that. It causes, it makes you psychotic. It's like the antacid. We never had acid reflux disease until they came up with the industrial strength Tums. You know, I don't want to waste time. I've done this before. I've explained the science of it, of why it causes acid reflux disease. The antacid does. It's just like the antipsychotic makes you crazy. It's not a theory. We understand the science of this, but the pharmaceutical, they're not looking for a cure here. They're looking to cause you more suffering because it means more benefits financially into their coffers, into their accounts. Like we have with Blackwater. Blackwater's got no interest in arresting General Mad for 9/11. They want the war to continue because they get all the bonus revenues, $1,200 a day. You know, Buford Blunt, commander of 3rd Infantry, he's ordered, defend Iraqi's largest weapons depot. Don't let anybody loot this. He leaves. He's told to defend it. He's a Saudi Wahhabist. Remember, he was commanding Saudi Arabian troops before being ordered to take command of 3rd Infantry to American soldiers. Care? No, they're lifeless enemies of God and man. They have no minds. They can't even communicate, you know, in English, their first language. All they do say, whore yeah, fuck shit. Oh, yeah. And they shoot our family. They drop bombs indiscriminately. They drop thousands and thousands of landmines in residential communities of Iraq to kill children indiscriminately. And in fact, Israel just the other day was quoted here in Canada saying they do not agree with the requests of others demanding that they stop dropping, as they did in Lebanon, 7 million landmines on 170 towns and villages. Covering the countryside with 7 million landmines. Okay? They purposefully said, send us not the normal cluster dead landmines, send us the cluster dead landmines that don't go off right away, that land as landmines and will stay there for decades, indiscriminately killing the Jewish kids that come across them, as they are doing in Afghanistan. They look exactly like emergency food packets. They make them look like emergency food packets. These heroes of your family who come back from the 3rd Infantry to the American family and say, yeah, we killed their families, and look, I went through their belongings. They talk about all their thieving expeditions. All these soldiers come back with bags over their shoulders filled with all the loot they stole. And you're telling me that American father wouldn't kill that Bushite grunt immediately? Oh, yeah, he will. You're fucking rights, we will. These things will not survive in our world. And why? Because we're concerned with their next victims. Which is just assuredly to be yourself. You think you as an American are safe from South African death squad goons that wear American uniforms? As they are in Aegis, they just randomly shoot women and children down dead. And you know, they prefer to kill the black guys before the white guys. You know? And you don't care. You can't raise your voice. You say, oh, George Norrie is such a nice guy. He gives such a miraculous performance every time he speaks. He's always in the best of moods. So what? We have more than 100 suicides each week of American grunts. Who fucking cares? You know, who really cares for the life of these soldier grunts when all George Norrie is happy about everything, man? But, mind you, remember, he does tell you he'll go ballistic against any soldier who refused a criminal order. Oh, but don't show that side of him too often, hey? No open line calls either. There's something so fucking demonic about that radio station or that broadcast outlet. These people play you for a fool to watch you die. And all they have to do is sound happy. It's the Illuminati's coming to get you. No, it's Bush Jr. who closed criminal investigations immediately after the terrorist event in question. It's not the Bilderberg Group. It's Cheney, himself personally. It's all these, it's Cheney, Bush, Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, Myers, and, Colin Powell who are sitting around that table talking about how they're going to torture innocent people to death who they knew had no part in any terrorist offense at all, but they talked top secretly about torturing them to death, of which they put forward their special top secret plans that nobody was supposed to see, and now we see them, and what are you going to do about it? It's just like the invasion of Afghanistan strategy, signed by Bush himself 2 days prior to 9/11 going down, the same date and time that General Mattis is meeting with Bush officials at the White House. The guy who, according to the FBI, financed this terrorist operation, and you're to tell me you're uncertain about my merits here as a creator of all you surmise. Dying. And it's not, oh, I'm so shocked to hear you, Johnny. I've been doing this now for almost a decade. And how much support do I have? You people would watch me starve to death, it appears. You just watch me die. Let's watch him die. You know, and as I try to teach you, you know, if you, you know, I've gotten this occasionally, where there'll be people that oppose me who actually do truly believe I'm the Son of God. They actually think I'm born to God as creation, of which I am. They actually believe this, and they think they're here to abuse me because they've seen it in a movie or something like this. Do you think, these movies are phenomenal, but you people don't put enough thought into them to understand. But some people so superficially watch these movies, and they think I'm here for you to abuse. And you won't speak up for your own family, your own blood offspring. You say, it's just my neighbor is going to get rooked by crooks. It's just my neighbor who's going to get robbed by the bankers who aren't covering the initial loan to begin with, and then you've got to pay them back, plus interest, on money they didn't even cover to begin with. You say, yeah, Johnny, that's absolutely true. I've put 5 minutes of thought into it, or fucking I've been studying it for 20 years, never could figure it out until this moment. Now I understand, you're absolutely correct on that. But I'm still not going to support you. Because you're a great man. You're an honorable man. You're a phenomenon. And I certainly don't want to see you on my news broadcast putting neocons in their place behind bars or along the fucking wall to be fucking brought down by a hail of bullet fire after being formally convicted for the terrorist crimes you're for sure guilty of. We have Admiral Mullen. He's saying demon lies on Fox News that are treasonous. These are treasonous words coming out of that demon. That demon enemy who talks about the joys of killing innocent Christian families. Stealing. Thieving from you. As innocent victim. And Fox News like CNN and maybe even Oberman would say, well, you know, it's just his opinion. Everybody has a right to an opinion. Yeah, but if you're forming your allegations falsely regarding a capital offense, people should be very angry about that. But people aren't angry. You're not angry about anything. And maybe perhaps that is why this fluoride has been so implemented continuously since Hitler's early years. You know, I stay away from fluoride. Try to brush my teeth every once in a while, but I could use some dental work there. But fluoride is a bad thing, my friends. Fluoride is a bad thing. And I'm going hungry here. You know, all I want is a little bit of support. You know, you're fearful of who I am. You think, Johnny's part of the Illuminati Bilderberg. I'm standing here alone, and I'm always by myself. I have some great friends. You know, I'm hoping that someday in the future, when all these neocons are locked away, I can have some more time to freely enjoy myself. I'd like to put out a few rock albums if I could, or blues albums or something. I get very little time to practice guitar anymore. Because I see all these people needlessly being slaughtered. You know, they drop, again, landmines all throughout Sadr City to kill our children indiscriminately, and they say that they're fighting for Iraq. The soldiers are told that. They die for those lies. You know, when the soldier says, yeah, we're here to help Iraqis, that soldier will die. likely die because he's a fucking demon liar. Who are you lying to here? Are you trying to fool me? Who are you trying to fool? You know, they're cowards. They lie to themselves. They know that they're to steal all the oil resources of the great Iraqi peoples for multinational companies that would just as soon mow down their own family if it means getting in the way of profit margins. You know, and Jesus, man, most of your gas comes from Alberta, but they never want to tell you that because these guys in Alberta, hundreds of billions of dollars, they take money out of the ground. The Albertans don't get any of the cash. You know, they don't ever want you to look at Alberta, because if you did, you'd go, well, why would these people be able to take all this cash from American citizenry? They've tripled, quadrupled, you know, multiplied the price of gas by five times, and it costs near nothing to take it out of the ground, and it once was federal or provincial ground, and now it's their own personal unlimited cash supply that comes out of the American victims who are told, yeah, well, you got to pay what you got to pay. And Saudi Arabia. Bush goes over there, hey, can you lower the price of gas for us? No, we're not going to lower the price of gas for you. Don't be stupid. And you've just given them $80 billion in American tax paid for weaponry. You as an American citizen gave Saudi Arabia $80 billion in weapons. For free. And they oppress Christians, they oppress Jews, they oppress Muslims. They're an affront to Muhammad. Muhammad would demand this royal family be arrested, tried for the crimes they're guilty of, and be publicly fucking executed, guaranteed, without a question. They desecrate the Quran. Tell people, the only way you can come to Mecca is if you take this mercury shot of poisons into your bloodstream. Fuck you. And then Muhammad says, if you want to go to paradise, you got to respect the words of God from Genesis through Deuteronomy. If you don't, you're not going to paradise, because you don't understand the nature of God as ourselves. That's Muhammad's teachings. But they don't ever want to tell you that. Not Saudi Arabia. All they want to do is continue to thieve from yourself. But you give them $80 billion, they're not going to do you no favors. They're not going to do any favors to the people who live there. Okay, so let's just take a break here. Come at this from a different angle. What are some of the benefits I see by you supporting me? What does that mean? You know, if you've got lots of money, throw me $20 or something. Invest in the cause. It's accountability for all people to bring us about a state of sustainable eternal freedom. Really, is the big one. But we just got to get the basic things down on the nature of economics. Right now, our state of political affairs in respect to American consciousness is that all these right-wingers, the libertarians, the Republicans, conservatives, all these people think it's just the ideology, your philosophy on regressive systems. They don't have the intellect, and I could defeat them in like maybe 30 seconds, a minute. All you got to do is confront them with the math, and you can't change the fact that a bunch of billionaires spend a less percentage of their annual income at the neighborhood grocery store. They just can't. You can't spend $20 billion eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Okay, now right-wingers, all that means nothing to them. They're looking for a way to capitalize on your weakness. So as it was reported on the PBS, I'm sorry if I'm starting to sound down, because I see that we got a hell of a job in front of ourselves, but PBS just recently, on the weekend, reported that since 1992, the FDA has been perfectly within their legal right to receive bribes from pharmaceutical companies. So, since 1992, the FDA receives bribes on products that they're going to be testing. Well, you know, whether it's legal or otherwise, you got to track down all that cash. These people are government employees taking cash payments. No, I don't care if it's legal. Like, your laws in America are, in some respects, totally fudged, man. It doesn't make sense. You know, so we have to be able to face these weaknesses and repair ourselves. You know, if the bank isn't covering the initial loan, who's covering the loan? You know? Well, you don't know. Okay, so that means the Federal Reserve. They'll say, well, you know, and we feel that maybe the government should take out some loans from us because it would suit our interests. Oh, I mean their interests. Oops. It's a good idea. Take out a loan, okay? Now, the only way for the Federal Reserve to loan you, the people of America, money is to have the money created through the Treasury Department. Okay, so it is at the request of the Federal Reserve, but it's the Treasury Department that mints the money to begin with, that goes poof, magic, money from nothing. It's truly not from nothing, though, as any, well, not, you know, as some magicians will tell you, the very best, like that Chris Angel, what a total wizard he is. But a lot of magicians will confess, you know, it is an illusion, sort of, you know, kind of, it's a pretty good one. But it is an illusion, and what you're seeing isn't necessarily exactly what's happening. Okay, so the money doesn't come from nothing. It's not a magic trick. It's in your authority as an American citizen that gives the Treasury Department your will to mint further takes from the value of your paycheck. So that money is created through the will of the American people. So the loan is initiated from the Treasury Department to the Federal Reserve, who then, in turn, borrows it sort of back to you, back to the Republicans, who take that cash and sign unwritten checks for themselves. Any amount they want, they can put on what they call an earmark. And just be cash. You got 40,000 checks pending right now. There's no accountability. That has to be halted. So in debate, there's nobody to stand in my way on that. It's only traitors to the American people who say, yeah, don't let him say that because it's true. Nobody's going to defend that. It's an open criminal theft. You know, congressmen will vote on the merits of a bill, pro or con. It's passed, okay. And then any private congressman can go in there and just put in a check for himself. Any amount, doesn't have to have anything to do with the bill of question whatsoever. And they have, you know, near 40,000 pending checks right now as I'm speaking. And you don't get to know what those checks are signed for. You have to go down to Washington, D.C. I swear this is true. You have to go down to Washington, D.C. personally. You have to go to the archives. You have to bring identification, and they check you to make sure you don't bring any recording equipment. So you're not allowed to even record. Or I think they do. They give you, you're allowed to have a pencil and a pad of paper, I think is the rule. And they give you the room where boxes and boxes of 40,000 requests for free cash are located. But you can't record anything. Okay? It's an act of treason they're doing right in front of yourself. And how they get away with it, they go, everybody's doing it. We all do it. So shut up. Everybody's doing it. That's how it's done. We rip ourselves off. We steal from ourselves the respect we deserve. So it's very profound. And there's art on this issue that extends way beyond my birth, okay? Way beyond my birth. So I don't create, as creator, I'm not really creating things. I'm just showing you that these archetypes of survival are a part of yourself also. Now, it's very different than anything you've ever heard on George Norrie, you know, the Coast to Coast. Sometimes, you know, they cover some of the issues that sound kind of, that sounds about right, but God is a real world. You know, we're looking for this mystifying, six-dimensional consciousness realm of inequity, and that's where we are right now, currently. You know, we want to get to the other dimensions that are hidden. You know, that other world, it's this world. That's what it is. And that's the problem. But you hear, I mean, if you're a bit of a fan of myself and you've read some of my material or just heard this broadcast, you get a sense. You know, there's a lot of stuff here going on that you had no comprehension of whatsoever. All you were doing was what most humans do. We feed off ourselves. And the TV and the newspapers rarely provide us concrete facts and figures. So we swim with them wherever they take us. And even if you're a loner out on your own, you're still influenced by the suffering bullshit we got to endure to finally realize these neocons actually believe they're going to escape ourselves. I say no. I say we can bring about a greater world. We got all kinds of alternative energy. We have Stan Meyer came up with an engine that runs on water. There's several other engines out there to give you huge increases in miles to the gallon. But they don't want you to hear from those quacky loons that don't know what they're speaking. When we have, you know, the engines right there. It's on the YouTube. You know, there are people building these things already. But they have in the past. I mean, right now, you can buy 1,000 laptop batteries, put it in a PT Cruiser, go 150 miles, 100 miles an hour. It costs you $3 to charge all those batteries up. It doesn't take that long to do. all cars can be outfitted with this sort of engine tomorrow, like you could do it this afternoon, if you got the wherewithal and the cash. It does. It's a little pricey, but I mean, there's just an example. I mean, you save tons of money. I mean, they're selling the PT Cruiser with all these batteries, with everything put together, with warranty. Some kids that have started their own company, and hopefully they're taking off. But they say, you know, anybody can do this. It's $50,000, I think they were selling the car for. But it costs you $3 to charge, man. If you're using it as normal people do, you're charging it like once or twice a week. It's $3. And that's today. But the TV never wants to show you that. They want to deprive you a better world. And what are some of the other improvements I bring? Well, it's incredible. We can learn from ourselves. You know, there's much to do about nothing. There's structures of life and death that exist timelessly. So in my own journey, in my own mind, through understanding certain arguments, just as a property of consciousness. But created the universe, it took me about 6 days. It was extremely trying, and we're still working through this. Like, I kind of screwed up. I thought I made you guys to be better than this, but I evidently not. You won't defend the FBI on who committed 9/11. That's God, the real world. That's God suffering. Why can't this be paradise? Why can't it be, at least a free society where we're allowed to freely communicate amongst ourselves? I'd like to pass a law in North America. Every single radio station and TV station, too, has an hour of free open lines. Anybody can call in. Talk about anything. You want to talk about gingerbread cookies? Talk about gingerbread cookies. But by law, and maybe make a 10-minute, there's to be a time limit, I guess, no more than 10 minutes maybe per call, and every station broadcasting has to offer our community the service. And if the lines go dead, the lines go dead. Nobody calls in, fine. They play some cool background music or something. Or the guy could, encourage people to call in as normal people do. He'll go, well, I'm not a talk show host. Just do the best you can, okay? And people try to be polite. Talk about justice issues that confront us all would be an important plan. But if you don't want to do that, or you want to say about how bad I am or how rotten this justice idea is because truth triumphs over fucking idiots, so be it. It'll make for some entertainment, at least that much. So support my call for open lines on Coast to Coast Radio. I want to talk to everybody, including the head of, all our police services. I want them to be attending in these broadcasts and go, look, we all have differences. We know some of these so-called cops are corrupt Nazi son of a bitches who go and threaten the president of the University of Texas. So we know he's a dishonorable enemy savage, even though he carries a badge to defend. He's a fucking bullshit con man. So with these very, very, very rare exceptions, and then we got, people who support Oliver North selling cocaine, the DEA. I mean, the nature of the DEA is very profound. For all officers, I want you to understand. The DEA tell us they go out to Afghanistan and they're ordered what fields not to touch. They have to make sure that anybody they harass is not connected to the Bush regime. And the fields that are connected to the Bush regime are defended by Nazi Bushite forces. So we just got if you support that, then you support that, okay? As a police officer. But let's just realize, this is what the DEA is telling ourselves, okay? And then we got, powderburns.org. I mean, here's a DEA officer saying, they're selling all kinds of cocaine. And several CIA officers are currently indicted for bringing in tons and tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of cocaine. Remember, Oliver North's into selling cocaine too, and now they're bringing in the heroin. The soldiers confessed to assisting. And we're expecting all kinds of life-term prison sentences meted out against the suckers who buy the substance. So, we got issues there also. But overall, we can all come to comprehend, we will stand together. The head of the FBI, bogus, man. Mueller's not talked about General Mahmoud Ahmad, and there is a quote of him, I think it's in documentary Loose Change Final Cut, where he suggests that he has no knowledge at all whatsoever of General Mahmoud Ahmad. Now, the Secret Service was involved in my case like 6 years ago, 7 years ago already. It's getting pretty crazy. I talked to the Secret Service guy And then I hopefully he read later. You know, when I first met him, he was drinking a Diet Coke. Aspartame. He's trying to lose some weight. You know, felt he's a little overweight or whatever. But he's drinking Diet Coke when I meet him. So, you know, Secret Service agents, I'm your friend also. You know, I'm here to tell you that aspartame causes you to gain weight, causes you neurological brain damage, contains methanol and formaldehyde. It's really a very unhealthy, poisonous cocktail. And probably gives you Alzheimer's and several other symptoms that seem to be associated to the substance. But there's no benefit in it at all, whatsoever. But that it makes you fatter. That's the science. Now, do you want the science or do you want the bullshit? Are you addicted to it? You know, better try to weed yourself off of it if you're addicted. It's like crack cocaine addicts, you know, or glue sniffers. You tell them it's bad for you, yeah, but I just got to get some more. And they're drooling all over the place. They can't talk anymore. It's a mess. You know, we got to get control of ourselves here. So if the DEA is participating in dealing heroin, I'm sure it's not willingly. I'm sure all the officers, there might be a couple in there, okay? But I'm sure that all the officers of the DEA don't believe they joined the forces to sell heroin in America. You know, I'm sure they're not into that. But the authority of where they've been just brought into, and these guys, you know, everybody's carrying a gun over there, machine guns and stuff, and rocket launchers pointed at every which way but the fucking culprit responsible. George Walker Bush, everybody halt warring in Afghanistan, Iraq. We're going to take we're just calling a truce, a momentary truce, and then you can get back to killing yourselves for nothing. But we're going to take a momentary truce. Everybody who's warring everywhere around the globe. Listen, Bush did 9/11. Let's arrest him instead of killing ourselves like this. The commanders who disagree with that, shoot them instead. You know, the commander says, go bomb somebody. Go kill him instead if he's not talking about our first cause of action. To get the neocon Zionist Republicans out of office and into a jail cell as soon as possible. Okay? ASAP, I'm saying. That's our first thing. And then everybody else can get back to killing yourselves for international oil barons and world bankers who are fat slobs. Fucking never earned an honest day's wages in their entire lives. Die for them later. But first, we got Mr. Bush here to worry about. They say Iran has got a nuclear bomb program. Shouldn't they be arrested for that? Let's ask all police agencies. I'll have open lines. Anybody who's a part of a major police squad, phone in and tell us why Bush shouldn't be arrested. Forthrightly. Welcome. Where? Come on, let's hear who says no. And then we'll hear what they have to say, because we know they don't exist. But maybe Republicans are always stupid. Have you ever heard me tell the story about the Conservative Reform Alliance in okay, well, maybe I'll save that story for another time. I got to start wrapping this thing up. So we have to do a lot of things. We have to work to better ourselves by recognizing justice is a prerequisite for us to claim freedom as ourselves. So those who support Guantanamo are traitors. You know, I'll open the lines once we start arresting the 9/11 perpetrators. I'll open the lines and say any military commander, police officer, anybody in general, even truly want to phone in and say how these people shouldn't be arrested. They're torturing innocent victims that are got nothing to do with 9/11. It's the neocons. See, these are enemy betrayers. They give you any excuse they can to victimize these innocent people, but they don't support the arrest of those who actually did you wrong. Right? Because who is that person? You say it's just a foreigner. Obviously, Aegis has got no commitment to help anybody. They want to kill people. Innocent people to keep a conflict going. Otherwise, they lose out. So, it's not that complicated. But you can understand, when you get into a position such as my own, we're going to have a heyday with this. It's going to be as easy as anything. Because I actually know what I'm speaking. And I don't fear anything. I already know I'm the scariest thing around. So, you know, who do we blame for all this? I guess it's all my fault, you know. I created this universe as a stand-in puppet, really, for Well, I'm not a puppet, but God everything. I mean, I'm the creator, but I'm just, you know, I'm as much a creator as you can be a creator. And it's not a, I don't take from you. It's a shared resource of infinite potential. But I digress for now. Let's get this thing done.